Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock, here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam, and we just want to start off the show by thanking everyone that has donated to this show and the station during Pledge Drive. We received quite a number of donations during the show last week, and we just wanted to say thank you to those people that supported us and the station.
Yeah, it was an amazing Pledge Drive this year. Again, a huge, very sincere thank you to everyone who donated. And just know that even though it's the only time of year we ask for donations, we do accept them all year round. So if you just couldn't get to it, don't worry. You can still donate. Just go to cgm.ca or drop by the Student Center, CAW Student Center here on the campus of the University of Windsor. And just as a friendly reminder, there is a closing party for the Pledge Drive happening tonight at Craft Heads. So if you want to check that out, it's a great way to spend your Saturday night. Also a great way to spend your Saturday night is checking out Revolution Rock, because on this episode we have so much to offer, a lot of great stuff. We are going to be focusing on an album anniversary as we tend to, but we're also going to be playing some new music, releasing a brand new track from Mudhoney, a single from their forthcoming album.
It actually came out Friday.
That's yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So it's brand new, whatever.
It just came out.
Brand new, okay. Hot off the griddle. We also have new music from A Certain Ratio, Calvin Johnson, who has a new album out. We're going to be sharing some music from Ghost Woman, Yola Tango, Always, not to mention, we did briefly touch upon our anniversary set. I'm very excited for this one, Dave. Who is it?
I don't know. Oh, The Violent Femmes.
Yeah, The Violent Femmes. Yes, that great album that is just the encapsulation of teenage sexual frustration, released all the way back in 1983. We have it here in studio with us, and we're going to be playing a selection of tracks from this and some covers of some of the more, shall I say, popular selections from this, since there's no way we can get away with playing these massive hits on air.
It's true. Blister in the Sun is everywhere still, and you always hear it, and it was a big hit for them.
Yeah, and there is a few other ones on here that also get a lot of alternative radio airplay to this day. So we're going to veer away from those and play cover versions and alternative versions while also getting into some deeper cuts from this record, which is fantastic. We'll touch upon the history of it. And of course, as always, if you want to hear anything, we would love to hear from you, the listening audience. So you can phone us at 519-971-3630 from Windsor. And Dave, if listeners happen to be in Detroit or anywhere else, how can they reach us?
They can call 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. You can also find us and listen online anywhere at cjam.ca. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. So let's get started. We're going to start with a really great album that was put out by Sloan earlier this year. And was it this year?
Well,
or
actually,
last year?
At the tail end of last year.
Yeah, towards the end of last year. My mistake. But yeah, it was called Steady. And we're going to hear the song Nice Work If You Can Get It to start off this edition of Revolution Rock here only on CJAM 99.1 FM.
song is what happens when you want to go surfing and enjoy yourself and your old man shows up and embarrasses you. I hate that.
It's happened to all of us. So we thought we'd write a song about
it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's happened to all of us. You know, NBC is making a TV movie about it, and Geraldo has a special on it.
It's called My Dad's a Ho-Dad.
And it goes like this. Ready?
Well, I put out my board and I washed out my jammies and I went to the beach today. But little did I know my dad was following me in his beat-up Chevrolet. Well, he hit the waves and people started to shout. Who's the ball critic that keeps looking out? I said to him, Dad, what are you doing here? He said, I'm going to shoot the gun. Well, out on the waves, you know that he was a high. Next thing you know, he's falling apart. Looks like he was having a heart attack. Talking about my dad. My dad's a whole dad. He just can't walk the nose. He doesn't shoot color and ride the waves. He can't even have five toes.
Song again of our second album, Goose Mania.
Hey, you are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're bringing you some great music there, ending off with two live tracks from Live in Hell by The Gruesomes, an album recorded back in 1989 but released in 2007. We heard, well, I'll let Dave cover this one.
We heard a pair of tracks, a song that was only on this album called My Dad's a Ho-Dad. And then we started out, well, and then we also heard another song from this set called Listen. Why Won't You Listen?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Won't You Listen was the song before.
Oh, I understand. Okay, perfect. And we heard some very, could say, energetic music before that from the Leather Uppers. We heard something from Okay, Don't Say Hi, the track You Know I Do.
Originally released in 1994. Prior to that, we heard music from a pair of bands that feature similar members and are on the same label. We heard Hot Kid with the song Letters from their 2022 release, Truth or Deceiver. And then we also had a band called Mad Ones before that with Molly Moth, which is a single they put out last year as well, called Hydra Head, that was mixed by Jose Contreras, I believe. But Andrew DeVillers is the bassist, and he does some guitar and vocals in Hot Kid, but he's also the bassist and vocalist in Mad Ones. He and his wife run Fortune Stellar Records, which puts out a lot of really cool indie releases. And they, Mad Ones, actually played a show a couple weeks back with Gloin at the Fog Lounge. A really cool little show. And yeah, that was just a couple tracks from that label. Before that, we heard music from an album we've played a lot of, and it's a really great album, one of our favorites of 2022. The album was Blue Rev by Always.
Yeah, we heard the track Pressed, which was a single that they dropped for this album. They got a lot of acclaim and a lot of attention for this one, this marrying of shoegaze along with power pop for this record, which is just unbelievable. Like Dave said, one of my favorites of the year, and they performed not too long ago over in Michigan.
That's right. And then we started the show off with a track from Stallone's latest, an amazing album called Steady, they put out last year. And we heard the song Nice Work If You Can Get It. Stallone is currently on tour in various forms. Chris Murphy, I think, is going on a solo tour briefly. And Stallone did do some tour dates earlier in the year.
And then we'll see if they come around the Windsor region. That would be awesome. Coming up next, so we're going to be hearing from a band that is touring right now. In fact, they're touring in the celebration of this, their self-titled debut album from 1983, celebrating its massive anniversary release this year, 40 years of the Violent Femmes. Now, Violent Femmes, of course, are a band that came out of Milwaukee and kind of blew up the independent alternative scene and really changed the game, because at the time when this was released, a lot of people were accustomed to post-punk, with very heavily reverb guitars or very atonal, aggressive hardcore music, kind of defining what underground or alternative music was. And here came along these three geeky kids playing acoustic rock in these quirky songs about sexual frustration, teenage angst, songs that had a lot of pathos but also had a lot of humor in them, and became kind of a minor hit maker, in spite of the fact that its best-known song, Blister in the Sun, was never officially released as a single until 1997.
But it was heard everywhere. It was in that movie.
Well, Gross Point Blank is what actually prompted it to become a single because of its use in that film. But even decades before that, it was...
getting played everywhere.
Yeah, it was just one of those cuts where DJs just really gravitated towards it. And even though they had some other singles, including successful ones like Gone Daddy Gone, that one just blew up. And, of course, the band is best known for the acoustic bass playing of Brian Ritchie and those very keening vocals by Gordon Gano. And, yeah, the band has had a long-stemming history and a wide range of influence on a number of different artists. I think we'll talk about that when we come back. One interesting note about this album that we should mention is that it was actually recorded after the band was performing live. Outside of a concert for the Pretenders, they were actually performing outside of a lineup of the crowd as they were going into the arena, and the guitarist from the Pretenders actually saw the group perform and was so impressed, he made a connection with them, and he kind of led them to getting their contract with Slash Records in 1982, and then this album would follow just a year later.
Really cool, and all of the songs were written by Gordon Gano when he was 18 in his bedroom.
That's right. We're going to talk more about this, including some contention amongst the band members about certain material that was intentionally not included on here because it was a bit too spiritual. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to be playing a few tracks from the album proper, as well as a few different versions, including live versions of tracks from this record. Before we do that, just a brief reminder of what station you're listening to and a PSA, and then getting to the 40th anniversary of the Violent Femmes.